When I was 14 years old, my family took a trip out west. One day, while we were staying in San Diego, we decided to take the train down to the U.S.-Mexico border, walk across, spend the day in Mexico, and then come back. Walking into Mexico was effortless. There was no tension, no questions, no documents, just a small turnstile and the feeling of, come on through. Nobody seemed to care who we were or where we were from. And then suddenly, we were in another country. Everything felt different. The language, the culture, the food, the sounds, the people. It was exciting, overwhelming, and eye-opening all at once. It was the first time I have ever been outside the United States. And even at 14, I could feel that this experience was doing something different to me. Later that afternoon, we headed back towards the border to return to San Diego. And that's when everything changed. You see, walking back into the United States was nothing like walking into Mexico. There was a long line, maybe a quarter of a mile long. There were Border Patrol agents, there were questions, IDs, authority. And as we waited in line, people stood along the path, selling things to those who were returning to the U.S. There were souvenirs, snacks, small items, trinkets. But one group stopped me cold. It was a mother and her children. The kids were selling candy, and one little girl, she couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 years old, kept holding out her hand with one small piece of candy, repeating the same words over and over. One peso, one peso, one peso. I didn't have any pesos, and even if I did, my parents probably weren't buying candy from strangers. But that moment burned itself in my memory. I don't know anything about that family. I had maybe a 30-second interaction with them. But on the train ride back to San Diego, I couldn't stop thinking about them. What if that family had been born a quarter mile the other direction? What if they lived in the country I lived in? What if that little girl had been born into my family? I had never had to sell candy so my family could eat. I had never stood in line hoping strangers would help us survive the day. And I realized, very suddenly, that I had done nothing to deserve the life I was born into. I didn't choose my family. I didn't choose my country. I didn't choose the opportunities that were already waiting for me. They were simply given. And standing there as a 14-year-old kid, I felt something new. Not guilt, not pity, but responsibility. The understanding that I had been given a great gift, and that gifts come with expectations. I imagine that family standing at that border day after day. What that must shape in a child. What it teaches you about the world, about people and survival. And I realized something else. This moment wasn't just shaping my view of the world. It was shaping who I was becoming. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." That single sentence captured exactly what I felt that day. Not as a burden, not as pressure, but as a calling. The sense that I could ignore it if I wanted to, but it would never really go away. I could try not to care. I could take breaks. I could get distracted, but somehow I would always come back to the same place. The same quiet voice saying, care again. Try again. Love people again. Make things a little better than you found them. And I think we all have moments like this. Moments we don't talk about often. Moments that if somebody really wanted to understand who we are and why we are the way we are, they would need to know about these moments. For me, it was a quarter mile walk at the border. For you, it might have been a conversation, a loss, an opportunity, an injustice you couldn't unsee. And here's what I've learned since that day. Every one of us has been given something. Some of us have been given resources or given resilience. Some were given empathy. Some were given influence, intelligence, creativity, or just time. The amount isn't the point. The responsibility is. You see, at the end of the life, the question won't be whether we had one talent or 10. The question will be whether we used what we were given. So here's my challenge to you today. Ask yourself, what have I been given? And then ask, what am I doing with it? If you're tired, rest. If you're discouraged, pause, but don't quit. Pick one small thing you can use for someone else. Then do it again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, and the next. And one day, you'll look back and realize you didn't waste what you were given. A quarter of a mile changed how I see the world. And maybe today, in this moment, it'll be the same for you.